Blog Talk Radio.
Though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my power, my God, shall be my strength. So to let you know that even though Israel is not gathered, the Most High have raised men in the last days that would bring Jacob again to him. Okay? So that's a commandment to a servant of the Most High. So if a priest, a teacher, or anyone that professes to teach the Bible, they must know that if you're called, you're called to bring Jacob back to the Father. You want to know what we're about? How can we bring Jacob back into the Father when Jacob don't know who he is? Part of our captivity is not knowing who we are. So in the last days, the Most High is gathering Jacob back. Okay, now we can identify who's Jacob. Okay, we got a few people in the room. If I would have stood you up probably a week ago and asked you, okay, who are you? There's only a few names you can give us. You can only give me the title that was given to you in your slavery. That's it. Why? Because the Nelson Plantation owned your great-great-great-grandfather. That's why. Or you can say, I'm black. Or you will say Negro. That's just another word for black. Or you can say, well, I'm African-American. Africa was named after a European, Leo-Scipius Africanus. America was named after a European, America's best people. And we come from either of those Europeans. So, if we pull all the titles that they have given you or we've received in our captivity, then we beg to ask the question, who are you? We can bring Jacob back to the Father. That's what we were commanded to do. The Lord put his spirit in this earth in the last days that would wake up the elect, the chosen. A very small few would get it. And these are the people, believe it or not, and I know this is far-fetched, will eventually rule. And the Bible tell you that. So you wonder why all the laws are pitted against you? Why is it that I get the short end of the stick? Why are you thrown in jails? Why is there drugs all around you? Why they let you kill each other? Why? Because they know there's a spirit in the earth that will come in the last day that will bring God's people back to the Father. So we're not regular people. We're not boasting, it's the truth. We are in fact the children of Israel. We're the people that walk through the Red Sea. We are. Jeremiah started the fourth verse.
Verse 4. And thou, even thyself, shall discontinue from thy heritage that I gave thee.
The Most High said Israel would discontinue from his heritage. That means Israel would lose their identity that the Most High gave them. So you want to know why we're suffering the most in the earth? We're going to show you. Read.
And I will cause you to serve thy enemy in the land which thou knowest not.
I will cause you to serve your enemy in the land which you know not. I'm going to send you to a new land, people. I will cause you to serve your enemies in a land which you know not. That's America, folks. We didn't know anything about this new world. Read.
Were ye a tendon of fire in my anger, which shall burn forever.
So we made the Most High angry. He gave us everything, and what did we do? We started following the gods of the other nations. Deuteronomy 32 and started the 21st verse.
Deuteronomy 32 and 21. They have moved me to jealousy, but that really is not the Most High.
We moved the Most High to jealousy with them which are not God. We started putting up other gods for the God of Israel. Like today, we put up Yahweh. That's a perfect example. Okay? That was a golden calf. We put up Jehovah. We put up all these different gods of the other nations. Read.
They have provoked me to anger with their vanity.
We have provoked the Most High to anger with our vanity. How can you put up nothing to be the Most High? The same God that split the Red Sea for you. Read.
And I will move them to jealousy, that which is not a people.
The Most High said, since you're going to put up a no God for me, I'm going to put up a no people for you. I'm going to put up the people that were against you. Now you'll know how I feel.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. This is Warriors in Christ. This is Brother Yuwanathon. Brother Yawanathan, alongside with Brother Dwayne, reminding you all that the work never stops until the casket drops. That was Elder Ricarcia from the Gathering of Christ Church, letting people know who's who. First off, I'd like to start off by saying all praise to Ahayah in the name of Yeshaya, which is all praise to the Most High in the name of Christ. Brother Dwayne, you there?
Yes, yeah, Shalom. Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you, brother.
Yeah, Shalom. Ahayah Bashem Yeshaya Bashem Wab. Tonight's show is going to be Caught in the Matrix. That's what it's going to be called tonight, Caught in the Matrix. So, Brother Yawanathan, do you have anything to say to the people? Always, you know.
Well, as I said before, the work doesn't stop until the casket drops. It's just another episode of Warriors in Christ, giving edification and understanding on the scriptures. Like the brother Dwayne said, we're going to be going into what the title is called, Up in the Matrix. And I want everybody out there to ask themselves when they think of the Matrix, you know, what's the first thing that comes to mind? Because we're going to give complete understanding from the Bible as to where the word matrix comes from and its meaning in its entirety. So that's pretty much all I wanted to inject before we get started. I can't wait to get this lesson going, brother.
Okay, shout out to GLC, shout out to Florida GLC, shout out to Atlanta GLC, shout out to Vegas GLC, shout out to all of GLC all over the earth, Haiti GLC,
right.
All the GLC, most definitely. Anybody else?
All four corners.
Exactly.
Right.
Anybody else in truth, you know, who's going to lay their life down for the brothers and sisters, bring truth. We're going against Satan's kingdom. It's more understanding. You have more power when you have truth than
right.
That wicked kingdom. That wicked kingdom is nothing but deception. They're nothing but spiritual cowards. They feed off the people's energy of being scared. So what they do to make you scared, they basically keep you ignorant. They don't inform you properly of the information. That's what we're here to do, inform you properly, to fill your spirit so you can be able to come back to the Father, bring Jacob back to the Father.
Most definitely. And as the scriptures say, until the name of the Father is exalted on all four corners of the earth, then shall the Messiah or Yeshaya, Christ, return. So, in our part, exalting the name on all four corners of the globe.
Which is Ahayah.
Ahayah. Bahashim Yeshaya.
Anybody in the queue?
I don't believe so. Hold on, let me check. Make sure I don't want to leave anybody out. As of right now, no. We good, brother. Me and you.
Okay. So, what we could do, I'm going to try to, it's called Caught in the Matrix. So since it's called Caught in the Matrix, like you said, ask yourself, what is the matrix? So first of all, what we're going to do, start off with the movie. Let's read off what this, because that's the first thing that comes to mind, this movie.
Okay. Right now, what we're going to do is, basically, I'm on Wikipedia. I'm going to read the Wikipedia encyclopedia definition, letting you know what the matrix is from this site. This it's en.wikipedia.org/wiki/the what's that line there? Underscore, sorry, matrix. Okay, I'm going to read this. It says, The Matrix. This article is about the 1999 film. For the franchise, it initiated see the Matrix franchise for the use. Okay, hold on. The Matrix is a 1999 American science fiction action film written and directed by Larry and Andy Wachowski. The film
Hold on, stop right there. Because actually we know that it's not written by them. It probably was directed by them. But Cynthia Stewart actually wrote this movie. They took her idea and they made millions of dollars off of it. So
Cynthia Stewart, people can probably Google her and find out about that story.
Right.
Yes, we didn't pull it up for you here, but Cynthia Stewart is the sister's name who actually wrote the Matrix. Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Right, wrote this movie, The Matrix, and those brothers took her idea. She happened to be an Israelite herself, so start over and read that, and, you know, The Matrix is, you know.
Okay, The Matrix is a 1999 American science fiction action film written and directed by Larry and Andy Wachowski. The film stars Keanu Reeves, Lawrence Fishburne, Carrie Ann Moss, Joe Pantoliano, and Hugo Weaving, and was first released in the United States on March 31st, 1999. The success of the film led to the release of two feature film sequels, and the Matrix franchise was further expanded through the production of comic books, video games, and animated short films. The film depicts a future in which reality, as perceived by most humans, is actually a simulated reality. Created by sentient machines to pacify and subdue the human population while their bodies, heat, and electrical activity are used as an energy source. Upon learning this, computer programmer Neo is drawn into a rebellion against the machines involving other people who have been freed from the dream world and into reality.
Okay, stop right there, because you read that, it sounds so familiar to Christianity, to the understand, to this dumbed down understanding of Christianity. You say, you know, pacify them, then it also it passes by the thinking part. It passes by you and give you this false.
Want me to read it? Want me to read it again, brother?
Yeah, read it again.
Yeah, I'm gonna read it again from this part here. What he's expounding on what he's saying. It says the film depicts a future in which reality, as perceived by most humans, is actually simulated reality created by sentient machines to pacify and subdue the human population, while their bodies, heat, and electronical activity are used as an energy source. Upon learning this, computer programmer Neo is drawn into a rebellion against the machines, involving other people who have been freed from the dream world in and into reality.
Right. So it's like I was saying, it's like Christianity, which pacified the people to thinking into this thought process of that they're saved. It pacified them feeling they won't go through tribulation, that they're gonna be saved through the rapture. They pacified. They like sitting back feeling they're living in luxury spirit wise, where they could just do what they want to do and don't have to put in the work towards the Father. They pacified. They're not understanding the tribulation and the anguish and all the destruction and all those things come towards you once you work it, the truth, once you doing the Father's work. You're not pacified in this. You're not pacified in this dream world. You feel me? You're not in reality because you caught in the Matrix. You caught in the Matrix world. You could look up and you see a picture. And once you see the picture, it's a white picture, Springy Hadu. But then when you read scriptures, Revelation 1, verse 14, it gives you a different description of how Christ works. But you pacify, that you accept this facade. You can read the scripture, you clearly see what you see, but you pacify.
Right. Not to mention the scriptures. Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Now, I was going to say another element that's not looked upon, as you're saying, that most of these Christians are pacified. They're not understanding that the scriptures say long-suffering is salvation, which is something that gets overlooked all the time when people go into Paul's writing. So I just wanted
while to... While we're doing go to that, I believe that's 2 Peter 3 and 15. 2 Peter 3 and 15.
Okay, let's get that. Absolutely correct. 2 Peter 3 and 15.
So therefore, they're pacified into this non-reality world. Well, they feel that they say what they're saying, or I believe in Christ, and I'm saying I believe in Jesus Christ. So therefore, they say, you know, that's basically what the church pushed.
Right. That was most definitely. They absolutely believe that if they believe it in their heart, that they I can't recite the scriptures that they say something about if you believe it in your heart, then you shall be saved or something of that nature.
Yeah.
Some of that degree.
You accept Jesus Christ as your
right.
Lord and personal Savior.
Yeah,
and,
that's it.
You know you saved from now. You don't have to put in no work. You don't have to. Deal with the truth as it really is. You can just believe what you want. You just have faith in the, just have faith, man. Just have faith without works.
Right. I got that scripture. You ready, brother, for me to read that for the listeners?
Read it.
2 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. An account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation.
An account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation. Did it say on account that I accept Christ as my Savior is salvation?
No, it did not.
Because we truly understand we do accept Christ as our Lord, personal Savior, but yet and still, while we accept Him as our Lord and Savior, personally, we understand that we have to follow Him in truth, in spirit and truth, by Him accepting us as our Savior. Spiritually, we understand He our Savior. We also put in the work, and we follow the commandments that the Father bestowed to the people, to His people, to the Israelites. The laws and the commandments, which they say is done away with. We know the laws and commandments not done away with, because if the laws and commandments done away with, that means the earth is in peril. Which it already is, and it's in peril because Job 9:24, the earth is given into the hands of the wicked. But we understand that laws are not given done away with, because if there's no boundaries between the Father's laws and Satan lets you do what you want to do, that means if you do what you want to do, you'll be lawless. And the Father deals with order. So we understand that the law is not done away with. We have to, if we follow the Father's laws, we on that side of the fence. If we feel the law is done away with, that means we're lawless. That means we're on the opposite side of the fence from the Most High, on the opposite side of the fence from the greater higher. So, what you reading that, we're going to give the people an understanding of this movie. Because when you think of the Matrix, that's the first thing that people think about, is this movie.
Right.
The Matrix, with Keanu Reeves and Lawrence Fishburne, the red pill, the blue pill. And just all this flying around, fighting, and all this other stuff what he's doing. Now, can we please, we're going to use this slip here to give you a little understanding of cult in the matrix. What I need you to do, I need you to play phone with you for the listeners out there so y'all can get an understanding of somebody revealing some truth to you, trying to tear down the walls of that matrix you in to give you some reality there. Caught up in the matrix is what this show called. But what we're going to do, we're going to bring you to the true understanding of what the matrix is according to the Bible.
All right, folks, I'm about to play, without further ado, Pharma Key.
My name is Gwen Olson, and I am the author of Confessions of an RX Drug Pusher. I'm a 15-year veteran of the pharmaceutical industry, and I left in the year 2000. And what I would like to do today is I would like to dispel the myth that the pharmaceutical industry is in the business of health and healing. Because, in fact, what the pharmaceutical industry is in the business of doing is disease maintenance and symptoms management. They are not in the business to cure cancer, to cure Alzheimer's, to cure heart disease, because if they were, they would be in the business of putting themselves out of business. And that, in fact, doesn't make sense. I don't want people thinking that I am a conspiracy theorist, because, in fact, there is no theory behind what I'm telling you. It's all provable. And what I'm saying is provable is that the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want to cure people. You need to understand, specifically when we're talking about psychiatric drugs in particular, that these are drugs that encourage people to remain customers of the pharmaceutical industry. In fact, you will be told if you're given a drug such as an anxiolytic or an antidepressant or an antipsychotic drug that you may be on the drug for the rest of your life. And very frequently, people find that they are on the drugs for a very long period of time, if not permanently, because they're almost impossible to get off of. Some of them can have very serious withdrawal symptoms, and most of them can have extremely serious withdrawal symptoms if they're stopped cold turkey, but some people even experience withdrawal symptoms when they try to titrate or they try to eliminate the drug little by little, day after day. So it's really important to understand the motivation behind all of the current maintenance drugs that are on the market. Even, for example, drugs such as cholesterol-lowering drugs. And what we are, in fact, finding now is that cholesterol drugs are lowering cholesterol excessively and causing other disease states as a consequence. So you need to be careful about trying to take drugs in order to remain healthy, because you're never going to have anyone come to you and tell you that the drugs are always tried against a placebo in clinical trials. What a placebo is a sugar pill. And in fact, many drugs are not found to be much more efficacious than the sugar pill. And in a case in point, actually, is the recent clinical trials that were released in the meta-analysis that came out of the UK on antidepressants, on the newer SSRI, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor antidepressants. And what was found was the information that activists and other researchers have known for decades was that antidepressants are no more effective than placebo, no more effective than sugar pills. But yet there are over 44 million people that have been taking these antidepressants, and a large number of them people that have mild to moderate depressive episodes. In fact, they prove that the antidepressants were not effective in anyone with the exception of some of the most severely depressed patients. And I can tell you from personal experience that there are a number of things that depressed patients can do to improve their mental status aside from drugs that are quite effective and, in fact, more effective than placebo. Another recent study that was released showed that exercise was, in fact, more effective than either placebo or the antidepressant drug that they were compared to. But just like Bill Maher said in his show, you know, we're never going to hear any ads on television that are sponsored by anybody saying, you know, the New England Journal just announced that exercise is twice as effective as antidepressants in curing depression. Ask your doctor if getting your butt off the couch is right for you. You know, you're never going to get that kind of good information, fair, balanced information, as long as pharma is funding the major TV stations, the advertising that supports those television stations, the major journals, and all of the advertising that supports the major journals. You just have to be commonsensical, people, and understand that the pharmaceutical industry makes 5 to 6 times the amount of money as any of the other Fortune 500 companies in the United States of America. They are not going to easily or readily give up that income. And we are, in fact, considered a human commodity. Our loved ones, our children, our elderly are considered cash cows that are preyed upon by pharmaceutical reps such as myself, who are encouraged to go in and build market shares without thinking about the consequences to patients, without knowing the misinformation that they are distributing, without being aware that the clinical data has been contrived, or that the patient populations have been cherry-picked, or that the side effects have been minimized and reported in such a manner that it doesn't present the information correctly. I spent 15 years in this industry. I was one of the best of the best, but I'm here to tell you that the industry has run amok, that we are at a severe crossroads in this nation, and that we have got to take our power back, and we have got to start making the pharmaceutical industry accountable for their actions and for the defective products that they're putting on the market. It won't be long before every American is affected by this disaster, and we need to be aware of what the differences are between diseases, between disorders, and between syndromes. Because if it doesn't have to be scientifically proven, if there are no tests, if there are no blood tests, CAT scans, urine tests, MRIs, if there is nothing to document that you have a disease, then you in fact do not have a disease, you have a disorder. And it has been given and has been diagnosed pretentiously. And you need to get yourself educated and understand that there are options, and those options are much more effective than drugs. You need to look into the nutritional aspects of your diet and your lifestyle aspects. Are you exercising? Are you taking care of yourself in the ways that you need to be proactive about your health? Because once you start down the road of taking one prescription drug on top of the other, you will be a lifelong customer for the pharmaceutical industry, and your choices will be truncated. So I would like to ask you to please self-educate, be proactive, and share the information with others. The next victim could be someone that you love. Thank you.
All right. Very valuable information. Letting people know out there that, like the woman was just saying, all these so-called drugs is just a business. That's all that's going on with that. And, you know, it's time for us to really wake up those who can't see and hear what's going on and start listening to some of this information that we're bringing forth, because it's all truth, trying to get you to understand that during the time that Christ and his disciples were walking the earth, there was no such thing as all these drugs. It's food for thought. Brother Dwayne, you want to expound on that?
Yeah, there was no such thing as drugs. Basically, the people are being attacked by demons, actually. Because Christ walked the earth, and Christ cast out those demons. They're not casting out no demons. My people possess, and that's where the drugs coming from. They giving you the drugs and taking the drugs. That's where all this hallucination and all this paranoia, all this stuff comes from. Those drugs, man. But I salute the sister for getting on to be able to push out that she was once part of that. And 15 years later, now she had an understanding to bring this forth to the people. And that's very valuable. And like I said, I salute the sister for doing it. So, but it's showing that here in America, we are caught in the matrix. We're caught in this matrix because she's saying it's a major cash cow. She said over 40 million on depression drugs. which is true. When you hear that person say, oh, I'm bipolar, or I'm schizophrenic, that's what's going on. They done been told this lie. They've been told they've been diagnosed with this disorder, which where they are multi character. You can look at the rap man industry, look at Nicki Minaj, she have an alter ego, Beyonce alter ego, well, Sasha Fierce the alter ego, then you got Slim Shady, Eminem alter ego. I could go on and on with these alter egos.
Right.
I go on and on.
Yeah,
T.I. versus Jill. We can just go on and on. But the thing, what we want to show you is by us not following truth, that we caught up in this matrix. We caught up in this thing called a matrix. And we still don't even know what the matrix is. Let's pull up another definition. Let's go to the American. Let's get another definition of this matrix.
Okay. All right, right now we're on, you can look at this information for yourself, people out there listening. It's www.answers.com/topic/matrix. And right here, it's the, on answers.com, it says here for number one, matrices, a situation or surrounding substance within which something else originates, develops, or is contained.
Read that again, because I want them to understand when you stop at that comma, because that's very. They read that, but that's very important, because it goes along with the movie, and it goes along with what we're speaking on with this so-called caught up in the matrix.
Right, and right here, this is the number one definition on the. Out of the American Heritage Dictionary, where they got the word from, and it's on answers.com, it says, a situation or surrounding substance within which something else originates, comma, develops, comma, or is contained. And in parentheses, it says here, freedom of expression is the matrix, the indispensable condition of nearly every form of freedom. That was said by somebody named Benjamin N. Cardozo.
Okay.
That's
definition number one. We're going to look at this. A situation or surrounding substance within which something else originates. Now, if something is original, and it's a situation of surrounding substance within which something else originates, that means that's not it. If something's original and it's something else, that's a lie, isn't it?
That's what it sounds like. Let me read it one more time for myself to try to get clarity on it. A situation of surrounding substance within which something else originates, develops, or is contained.
With something else originate, you know what the word originate means—the origin of something.
Right.
So we're gonna continue. Develops or is contained. Now listen to this: it's a freedom of expression is the matrix. So what was the number one? What was the number one here in America? The number one bill of the rights. What's your first right? What amendment? What's your first amendment?
I believe it's freedom of speech.
Okay, so freedom of expression is the matrix. So.
Wow. Well, praise to the Most High, a higher by His Jim.
So that's the First Amendment. Freedom of expression is the First Amendment is the matrix.
Wow. We need to find out who this, because they quoted somebody named Benjamin N. Cardozo. I'm going to have to look this guy up and see who he is and figure
well,
that
the
out.
Thing
not
is, the thing is, there's nothing to figure out. It's nothing to figure out because we know what Matrix really is. This is what we just showing the people is utterly madness. That's what we just showing y'all. We just showing y'all all this Matrix stuff is utterly madness. Because when you look at the second definition, it means what, brother?
Right here, definition number two says the womb.
The what?
The womb.
What's the womb?
The womb is where babies are conceived, where babies are held for 9 months and 2 days.
Where
babies come from?
Where the child is born, where it comes out of the womb. That's what you're saying this definition is, number two, the womb.
Yeah, it doesn't expound on it. It says the womb, so I'm assuming it's speaking of the same womb that we all know of.
Okay. So, at the American Heritage Dictionary, one, the first definition is a situation or surrounding substance within which something else originates, develops, or is contained. Freedom of expression is the matrix, the indispensable, indispensable condition of nearly every form of freedom. Okay? Number two, the womb. So, the matrix is the womb. Definition number two. Now, that will put a whole different spin on the understanding of what the matrix is. Because if the matrix is the womb, what do that come to play with the movie?
Has no significance if you try to compare it to.
So it has no significance. Okay. Now, what we could do, we're going to keep going. Since this show is called Caught in the Matrix, we finna show you a perfect example of being caught in the matrix. We finna play a tilt to let you hear this new video game that's coming out. Y'all listen close.
One moment. All right.
Play it again, but we're going to speak on it first. If you didn't hear what he said clearly, he said, go back to the 17th century when Europe ran the earth. Europe ran the world. Then he said something about you could become rich. You can become rich in that time period in the 17th century, they was getting rich off slaves. So he then said the part was you could discipline them. You could it's crazy. A video game where you can you sitting down, going picking up slaves, bringing them across the water, getting rich. A video game. So that's showing y'all the signs of times where we at that they don't care no more. Because guess what? Ain't that many black kids going to buy that game. So So they don't even care about the money now. They didn't even make that game to make money. That game is to show you the time period. The time period is they showing you they don't care no more. Everything's gonna hit the fan. They utterly coming out the closet now. While y'all trying to be their friends, be friends with them and following this dream on Luther King, where one day the little black boy gonna walk with the little white boy hand to hand. This game is not presenting that dream what Martin Luther King had. Play that again. Remember now, the dream Martin Luther King had with the little white boy, little white black kid walking hand to hand. And listen to this clip. Listen to this new video game that's coming up.
All right, let's do it.
Century when Europe ruled the world and make a tremendous fortune. Buy slaves, discipline them, exploit them, become the most powerful slave trader. Slavery, the game, coming soon.
Hold on. I said, discipline them, exploit them, become the most powerful slave trainer. That's what it said. Discipline them, exploit them, become the most powerful slave trainer. Oh, and before all that, folks,
slave trader.
But before that, it said, become rich. So y'all need to think these people who, you know. All these Fortune 500 companies and whatnot, what happened to these companies, folks, who owned the slaves? What happened to them? They still here. Believe that.
Well, that's actually, you're right, because that's where they get their fortune from.
Right. Free labor.
And this is utterly sick, because that's showing you we caught up in the matrix. Reason being, we bringing this out first because we know it's going to be brothers and sisters who get the game. Oh, that was back then, caught up in the nature. They caught up in a situation or surrounding substance within which something else originates. Freedom of expression is the matrix, indispensable condition of nearly every form of freedom. So they have the freedom to make a video game. But it's utterly madness. But they keep saying racism is, they say it's no more racism when, they say it's no more racism when they can make a game like this. But if we speak on it, we racist.
Right.
Play it again for our listeners.
Go back to the 17th century when Europe ruled the world and make a tremendous fortune. Buy slaves. Exploit them. Become the most powerful slave trader. Slavery, the game. Coming soon.
What's the game called? Slaves?
Is that slavery? That's what it's called. The game is called slavery.
Oh, slavery, the game. That's crazy.
So So, but it's showing you they don't. It's showing you about they done dumped down society to the point where everybody caught in the matrix, right? Now they gonna come back and bring this game out. But you, the thing is, people who had an understanding, the people who follow Christ in the truth and spirit, that worship in the Father in truth and spirit, understand the time frame we're in. And we understand the agenda behind the game. We understand that. So, what we're going to do, we're going to play this one more clip with this guy. He's sounding one more time on people being in the matrix. And I want to salute this individual for coming forth and shedding some light on the situation. And after that, we're going straight in the Bible to show you what the word matrix, the origin of the word matrix, what it is according to the Bible.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready, bro.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Bert Seelman. I'm 62 years old, and I've been working for over 37 years in the natural health and human performance field. I've worked with many different types of people, all types of diseases, from the least to the worst, and seen many miraculous things happen according to what most people would actually say are not possible at all. I want to talk to you about our misguided perceptions of the medical field. On the truth behind what doctors are practicing and what they are not practicing. They're not talking about the health that we think of today. They were at one time, but today this has been lost. I'm talking about the health that comes from total restoration, realizing that every 4 days we have a new stomach lining. Every 28 days we build a new layer of skin. Every 16 to 18 months our body is brand new to every cell. Think about how what we put in our mouths can change who we become as this time period changes. If we're going to eat ho-hos and ding-dongs, we're obviously going to become ho-hos and ding-dongs. What I'm talking about today is intent. What is the truth behind what people really are doing and what they have sworn an oath to do and what they are not doing? What I'm talking about today is not just the standard of care for doctors, but about the ignorance of people who think that all of these practitioners are about this person's health who walks in the door. This is not true. What I'm going to show you today, I have talked with many attorneys on. I'm about to show you that by law, most doctors and physicians today are not practicing according to their oath, and that they are doing things that are not only against their oath, but are actually crimes against humanity. I'm talking heinous, cruel and unusual things that should not be done. Do not take me wrong. I'm saying that there are many doctors out there who wish to make things right for people, who have the right intent, but there are also more professionals out there who are not doing what they actually swore an oath to do. So I want you to consider the things I'm about to show you. You all know that they took what's called the Hippocratic Oath. Hippocrates said many years ago, "Let thy food be medicine, and thy medicine be thy food." Yes, we can change who we are, no matter whether it's cancer or hepatitis C or HIV. These things can all be arrested, they can all be stopped, and they can all be reversed because our body is a renewable resource. Yes, a new stomach lining every 4 days, a new layer of skin every 28, and that's right, a new body every 16, 18 months. I've seen it happen. I want you to know today what the truth says. I'm first going to talk to you and show you the original Hippocratic Oath that was used up until 1964, and it was translated from the Greek. And for time's sake, I'm going to cut right to the chase. The old classical oath of the Hippocratic Oath for doctors said in the third paragraph, "I will apply dietetic measures for the benefit of the sick according to my ability and judgment. I will keep them from harm and injustice." Please note, "I will apply dietetic measures." Where does your doctor today able to tell you, or where has he practiced with you, finding out what you're eating, how to prevent the diseases from happening? You go to this man for a cure, but yet he doesn't tell you anything on how to prevent it. Could it be because it makes him money? Or more importantly, could it be because a big pharma taught him how to practice medicine, and maybe he was duped? I want you to look at the next paragraph. I will neither give a deadly drug to anyone who asked for it, nor will I make a suggestion to this effect. Notice that they have sworn an oath that they will help you with dietetic measures and that they will help you to get well, that they will not even suggest a drug or anything that can cause harm. Yet pharmaceuticals all have more side effects and the risk of greater problems than the things that they actually work with. We all know that when it comes to pharmaceuticals, there is no such thing as a cure. Your body has not been restored with what has broken down. The pharmaceutical products that you see today only eliminate the symptom. They only eliminate the symptom and mask the severity of the problem that you have. They do not do anything to restore. You will notice in every case when a person starts on a medication that as time progresses, they need more and more medications. Eventually, the side effects are so great and the symptoms become so numerous that you cannot determine which one has originated from the other. I want you to show yourself by going out and finding this old original Hippocratic Oath, what it says in the third and fourth paragraphs. Now I want you to look at the new Hippocratic Oath. The new Hippocratic Oath has many changes. I want to bring up a point. It was changed in 1964 by a man named Luis Lasagna at Tufts University. Mr. Lasagna also became one of the heads of the Food and Drug Administration after being in the American Medical Association. Could this be due to their certain influences and pressures for money or for position or for power? I want you to notice something that it says very carefully. It says in the fourth paragraph, I will remember that there is art to medicine as well as science, that warmth, sympathy, and understanding may outweigh the surgeon's knife and the chemist's drug. You'll notice that the chemist's drug has now been put in. Where did this come from and why? Could this have been something from Big Pharma? Look at the next paragraph. I will not be ashamed to say I know not, nor will I fail to call in my colleagues when the skills of another are needed for a patient's recovery. Recovery? Or recovery for him to do another service that could cost you something more? I want you to look farther into this. It says that I will respect the privacy of my patients, for their problems are not disclosed to me that the world may know. But please follow. Most especially must I tread with care in matters of life and death. If it is given to me to save a life, all thanks. Well, of course, we would all be wonderful people, and we would want to help people and save a life. But notice what continues. But it may also be within my power to take a life. Whoa! Within my power to take a life. You're going to a man, and you're going to sign a release, and he has the power to take your life. I want you to think about this. This awesome responsibility must be faced with great humbleness and awareness of my own frailty. What? He's afraid that someone will come back and kill him? Or maybe take his life? But the next point is absolutely ludicrous. It is absolutely insanity. Above all, I must not play at God. He can give a life or he can take it, and he's not playing God? This is hypocrisy in itself. But go on. It goes down farther to say, I will prevent disease whenever I can, for prevention is preferable to cure. Now I want to ask you, cancer cannot be cured until you go back and help the self-cleaning mechanism of the cell. We've done this with too many people. I've seen it done with many healthcare practitioners. There is an actual restoration that can happen with your body because it is a renewable resource. But where are they talking about prevention? There is no prevention. In fact, Big Pharma has gone on TV today to actually sell you the drug so that you go to your doctor after hearing it on the TV and demand that you get it. But do you know the long-term side effects? Remember, once you start on a pharmaceutical, it is only masking or stopping the actual symptom. The disease itself is progressing. Shouldn't we go back and restore the body from whence it came? Shouldn't we go back to nutrition and start to do what we need to do? If you always do what you've always done, you always get what you've always gotten. I want you to notice, they say, I will prevent disease. This is an oath, a solemn vow. By law, they are breaking their own oath. This is a crime against humanity. I say that such people who commit these crimes should be charged with crimes against humanity. I believe that these people are nothing more than modern paid terrorists who have licensed themselves and their organizations to put them above what we know as common sense. I'm asking you to consider these things that these doctors do. By their own admission, they are not doing what they have sworn to do. The old oath, as it says here, I will apply dietetic measures for the benefit of the sick. I will neither give a deadly drug to anyone who asks for it, nor will I suggest this effect. Make a suggestion to this effect, excuse me. Please, who is the hypocrite here? But more importantly, who's stupid? We see healing done all the time through many health care practitioners. I say, take your health into your own hands, that going to a doctor is a big possibility for you actually signing your life away. Is it about your health or is it about his money? I want you to stop and look at these things. Your health is important, and so are your loved ones. Thank you.
Wow. That was major.
Well, brother, that's two accounts from two different individuals basically speaking on the same thing. And for the people, for McKee, for all the people who have strong concordance, or if you don't have a strong concordance, you get yourself one, and you look up PharmaKey, P-H-A-R-M-A-K-I-A, PharmaKey, which is G-5331. Sorcery, witchcraft. That's what the medicine is these days. Because pharmaceutical, pharmacist, all that comes from the word pharmaki, which is a Greek word.
Right.
Thanks, brother.
No, I was actually I was trying to pull that up in the Strong's and read that for myself. But yeah, that was major, man. That brother, he really sounded like he was trying to reach out to the people and share his concern. What struck me was the fact that, these people's lives are put in our hands. And in the back of our minds, when we go to the doctor and we're facing, different family members, up in age or going through certain cancers or different diseases, we all get a uncomfortable feeling that basically, our loved ones' lives are in the hands of these so-called physicians. So just to hear that from that excerpt, man, that was that's major, man. That's just food for thought to get me to understand that, and the listeners out there, for that matter, to understand that, during the time that Christ was walking the earth, man, all of these different things that are so-called diseases and whatnot, it wasn't going down like that. And for the most part, if it was, Christ was taking these unclean spirits out of people. So we need to wake up. We need to wake up. And that's about all I got to say about that.
We need to wake up and come out of this so-called matrix. But it's not even actually called the matrix, because we're going to give you the truth on what really is the matrix according to the Bible. So can we go to Exodus 13, verse 1. And like I said, those who have your strong concordance, who have a strong concordance, please pull it out. Please pull out the strong concordance. If you don't have a strong concordance, get yourself one and get you some type of concordance so you can follow along with us and get the true understanding of what's the origin of this word is what we're going to go into so you can see yourself. Remember, we read in the American Heritage Dictionary that definition 2, the matrix is the womb. Let's see what the Bible has to say. Let's see what the womb is according to the scripture.
Okay, and Exodus 13 and 1, brother?
Yes.
Okay, hold on one second. And also, I just wanted to say for the people out there, if you can't gain access to a Strong's Concordance, the physical book, if you have Android on your phone, you can download the app MySword.
It's a picture of a, looks like an Android phone with a cross in the background and a sword over the top of it with a little green Android man in the backdrop. It's called My Sword, or My Bible Sword, I believe. That is a strong concordance as well for those who are in tune with the technology. All right.
Likewise, even if you listen to us 9 times 10 on the computer, you can put, if you don't have a, like you're saying, if you have a smartphone, download the eSword. The eSword is My Sword. It's the same application on the computer. It's eSword on the Android. It's My Sword. But if you on a computer, pull up eSword. So y'all can follow along with us. You can pull up eSword, and those y'all who have a physical concordance, let's go. Let's get it.
Right. That's Exodus 13, verse 1, brother?
Yeah, verse 1.
Okay, it says here, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Sanctify unto me all the firstborn whatsoever openeth the womb among the children of Israel, both of men and of beasts. It is mine." Verse 3.
Okay.
And
hold on. Stop
okay.
Right there. Look at the word womb and go in the concordance and give us the understand. Let's look up the word womb in the concordance.
Okay. Get that. One moment, please.
While he's getting that, that will be 87358. In the Hebrew part of the strong. 87358.
All right, we're looking at womb, right?
Yes.
Okay. 87358, as the brother said. The Hebrew word is rechem. Rechem. Definition 1 says womb. A womb. Womb. Man. Woman. Slave. Woman. Two women. That's what it's saying there for the
go all the way
womb.
Down to the go all the way down. Tell me what it say.
Okay, sorry. Okay, all the way down to the bottom. It says Strong's from 87355. The womb. Compare 87356. Matrix. Womb.
What? Matrix in Hebrew. Womb. So. Read that again from Matrix Womb. Read that again.
It says Strong's from 87355, the womb. Compare 87356, Matrix, womb. Womb
Matrix,
and
womb.
Matrix are synonymous, basically, what it's saying here.
Exactly. So the Most High is going to say the word womb himself. What we're going to do, read 13:1 again.
Exodus 13, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Sanctify unto me all the firstborn, whatsoever openeth the womb among the children of Israel, both of men and of beasts. It is mine.
Keep going. It is his. Keep going.
Okay, verse 3. And Moses said unto the people, Remember this day in which he came out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by strength of hand the Lord brought you out from this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. Verse 4. This day came ye out. Verse 4. This day came ye out in the month Abib. And it shall be when the Lord shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, which he sware unto the fathers to give thee, and land flowing with milk and honey, that thou shalt keep this service in this month. Verse 6. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and the seventh day shall, and then the seventh day shall be a feast to the Lord. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and there shall no leavened bread be seen with thee, neither shall there be leaven seen with thee in all thy quarters. And thou shalt show thy son in that day, saying, this is done because of that which the Lord did unto me when I came forth out of Egypt. Verse 9.
This,
and it shall be...
Hold on. That right there is the ordinance of the Passover, when the Most High brought them out of Egypt. So the first month, which will be today's time, will be April. That will be the first of the year. Because the first of the year is when the first of the year is springtime, when everything grows. Everything sprout up in spring, in April. All the new life springs in April. In December, from December 31st to January the 1st, there is no new life. We look at Chicago, New York, Minnesota, all those places. It's cold. The trees still are naked because all the leaves don't fell off. It's dead winter. From December the 31st to January the 1st, it's dead winter. It's still cold a lot of places. But when you come around into April, when everything springs up, all the new life springs up, all the trees done sprouted, all the buds done sprouted, everything is new. New life.
Right.
Springs. So the first month is a build. So that's when the children of Israel was taken out of Egypt. And that's a Passover they celebrate.
Right. And that's why today, I just want to say that's why today you had your April Fool's Day.
Right.
You know, that's where that comes from.
Exactly. It comes because they got us in the matrix.
Most heavily, going right along with the topic of the discussion.
The so-called matrix. They got us in the matrix. But we're finding out what the word matrix truly means. Read 13 and 12.
Exodus 13, verse 12. That thou shalt set apart unto the Lord all that open the matrix, and every firstling that cometh of a beast which thou hast, the male shall be the Lord's.
Okay, now go in the scroll and look up that word matrix.
Get that. Okay, that word matrix there. Matrix is Hebrew, which is H7358. That's the Hebrew, H7358, which is the matrix definition of that. Oh, it's the same thing as what we just read. Rakim, mm-hmm. a womb, man, woman, slave, woman, two women. At the bottom here it says Strong's form, 7355. The womb, compare, 7356. Matrix, womb. Matrix is the womb.
Matrix is the womb, according to the scriptures. So, understanding what we have now, what I mean, understanding we have now is what they done put in front of us. Evidently, that's not the same according to the scriptures. So, read that again, 13 and 12.
Exodus chapter 13, verse 12. That thou shalt set apart unto the Lord all that openeth the matrix.
All that openeth the womb, keep going.
And every
firstling that cometh of a beast which thou hast, the male shall be the Lord's.
Keep going.
Verse 13, and every firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb, and if thou wilt not redeem it, then thou shalt break his neck, and all the firstborn of men among thy children shalt thou redeem.
Keep
Verse 14, and it shall be when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, what is this, that thou shalt say unto him, by strength of hand the Lord brought us out of Egypt from the house of bondage. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh would hardly let us go, that the Lord slew all the firstborn of the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of beast. Therefore I sacrifice to the Lord all that openeth the matrix, being males, but all the firstborn of my children I redeem. And
okay.
It shall be... Okay. Keep going, brother. One more scripture.
No, start
okay,
right now.
Okay.
No, start right now. Because what I want you to do, because it's explaining that all the male, the first of the males that open the matrix. So what we want to do, let's go to Romans 13:12 and look at Golden Strong's and look at first one.
What's the scripture I'm looking at, brother?
Exodus 13:12.
Okay. And the word I'm looking up is firstling. Okay, firstling. That's H6363. H standing for Hebrew. Okay, it says Peter, definition, firstborn, firstling, that which separates or first opens.
Okay. So, now read 13 to 12.
Okay. 13 to 12, Exodus chapter 13, verse 12. That thou shalt set apart unto the Lord all that openeth the matrix, and every firstling that cometh of a beast which thou hast, the males, shall be the Lord's.
Okay, so thou shalt set apart unto the Lord all that opens the womb, and every firstborn that cometh of a beast which thou hast, the male shall be the Lord. Now go and read 13 and keep going in 14.
Okay, and every firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb, and if thou wilt not redeem it, then thou shalt break his neck, and all the firstborn of men.
All the firstborn of man.
Man, among thy children shalt thou redeem.
Okay.
Verse 14.
Go on the scroll and look at the word ass.
Okay. Get that. As is Hebrew or H2543. That's H2543, definition of as. It says, Kamor. He, as.
He.
A male.
So,
male
he,
as.
He, a male. So let's go to Exodus 34:19 and we can get better understanding. That the Most High wanted the firstborn of the male that opened the womb.
Exodus chapter 34, verse 19. All that openeth the matrix is mine, and every firstling among thy cattle, whether ox or sheep, that is male.
Okay.
Verse 20.
No, go to Numbers 3 and 12. We're gonna read all the scriptures that has matrix in it. We'll let the people see that the word matrix, according to the scriptures, is not the same matrix what man is pushing today. Read Numbers 3, verse 12.
Okay, Numbers chapter 3, verse 12. And I behold, I have taken the Levites from among the children of Israel, instead of all the firstborn that opened the matrix among the children of Israel. Therefore, the Levites shall be mine.
What we mean, the Levites shall be his. The Levites inherited the Most High. They didn't get no land. They inherited the Most High. The inheritance was the Father. So the priest, the priests were sacred to the Most High as well. The Israelites had to go to them to do the sacrifices. Go to Numbers 18, verse 15. The priests are sacred to the Most High, which are the Levites. We will go into that. Mm-hmm.
So, Numbers 18, verse 15. Everything that openeth the matrix is all flesh, which they bring unto the Lord, whether it be of men or beasts, shall be thine. Nevertheless, the firstborn of man shalt thou surely redeem, and the firstling of unclean beasts shalt thou redeem.
So, the five scriptures we just read, and after we went in the scrolls, after we went in the concordance, clearly show you the word matrix. It's the womb. It has nothing to do with being lost or confused or what they teach us. This is just, it's called deception, people. It's called deception on a high level. So, what I need you to do is go to Exodus 22. Go to Exodus 4 and 22.
That was 4 and 22?
Yeah. Because right here, the Most High kept speaking on the first womb. The open womb. Let's get a scripture that deals with that, what he did in Egypt, to that first womb.
Okay, Exodus chapter 4, verse 22. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn. And it came to pass by the way in the inn, that the Lord met him and sought to kill him.
No, they're going in the son. You're going into Abraham. Now, that was, let's read 22 again. You're going into Abraham. Yeah.
Okay, Exodus chapter 4 and 22. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn.
Okay, keep going.
Verse 23, and I say unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn.
Man and beast?
That's it on that.
Okay. But as people, we give you an uncut, clear understanding what the scriptures, according to the scriptures, the word matrix. In a strong concordance on your east wall or your north wall. Given go back and given the Hebrew, the word, the Hebrew pronunciation of it, give them the number again.
For which word, brother? Matrix?
Matrix and womb.
Okay.
matrix is going to be H7358, that's H for Hebrew. The definition in Hebrew, or the pronunciation in Hebrew, is Rekim, which is synonymous with womb. Matrix and womb are synonymous, same exact definition, according to the Strong's concordance, the MySword on the Android for the smartphones, or the eSword on your computer. Rekim is the Hebrew pronunciation, which means womb, and that word is synonymous with matrix, or means the same thing as matrix. Hebrew 7358 or 87358. Okay, let's look up womb.
And the word synonymous means the same, right?
Right, means the same. Same exact thing. So I was to go ahead and find womb, which right now it's away from me. It's going to pull up the same exact definition and everything, but I can't find the scriptures right this moment. What's the other word you wanted me to look up? I thought of it.
You'll find in Exodus 13, verse 1.
Okay, let me go back out to one. Okay, got it. Okay, so it's in verse 2. Exodus 13, verse 2. The womb, which, like I said, is 87358, the same exact Hebrew number. The Hebrew definition in Hebrew is Rekim, same thing. And it says...
The Hebrew pronunciation.
Yeah, the Hebrew pronunciation, sorry, is Rekim.
Mm-hmm.
And it says here, a womb, man, woman, slave, woman, two women. Then at the bottom here it says, the matrix, womb. So it's the same exact definition as the matrix, H7358.
So you're telling the people that the word matrix means woman.
Most definitely, matrix means the womb.
According to the scriptures, according to the Bible, according to the Most High Word that has been bestowed, put on man, where he records the testimony of the Father's Word. The word matrix means womb.
Most definitely, yes. Most definitely, yes.
It doesn't mean caught up in some crazy understanding of being lost or something that's different from something that originates is different, you know, just something utterly ridiculous.
Right. Plain and simple. The womb. That's it.
Okay. Plain and simple. The womb. That's it. I'm going to tell you that though. Anybody in the queue?
Yes, sir. We got 36 minutes. I believe we got Brother Truth Seeker in the queue. He's been holding it down for the entire show, basically.
Bring that brother on in. So he the only one in the queue?
Yeah, we had another brother in the queue. I think it might have been Brother Jackson, but
okay.
He's no longer there. All right, I'm going to bring you in right now, Truth Seeker, one moment. War is in Christ. You're on the air. You're live.
What's going on, fam?
What's going on, fam? What's
up, bro?
Shalom.
Good. Shalom.
Chilling. You know,
entering into the Sabbath, you know, kicking it with my Hebrews, you know, Israelites, you know,
right.
My tribes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, today was a good topic, you know. Touching on pharmakeis, which in the Hebrew, I'm sorry, slack. In the Greek, it means sorcery, witchcraft. potion, medicine. All right, that's what pharmakia means. That's what sorcery means. Now, man, it's like these doctors that actually are not in it for the business, but are in it to save the lives of, you know, of people. You know, all praises go to them. Amen. Because they're doing it the right way. They're healing, not killing. And there was a doctor that I heard my friends talking about and heard a lot of people talking about. And also, I would like to get more information about that brother, about that doctor. And the only information that I know about is he's from Honduras.
Oh, okay. You're talking about the brother who do all the healing with the herbs, everything, right? CV, something like that?
I think it's Sibby.
Sibby?
Right. Sibby or something like that. Might be S-Y-B-I.
Yeah, so, because, I would like to know more information about him, and if somebody that want to get healed, like for instance, diabetes or high blood pressure or something that you're dealing with, and you know these medicines, which is sorcery, which is actually a portal to let demons enter and possess that specific person. Which are not helping at all, but you know, actually making situations even worse. But as for the dude from Honduras, he's actually using herbs that come from the earth, from the foundation of the world since the beginning, when the Most High had created them. Right? These are the same things that he's using, and he's actually healing and curing people. And I just want more information about him so I can, you know, refer him to, you know, with certain people.
Well, definitely. That'd be great. What you think about the word matrix?
Yeah, the word matrix, yeah, it means the womb. It means the stomach, all right? And what the world portrays to be is not what the scriptures portray it to be. All right.
So with that would be a major deception in the earth today.
It's a major deception. It's also a delusion, which the masses are caught up in. Especially the Hebrew Israelites. Caught up in the delusion, like the American dream. That's right there itself is a delusion.
Basically, it goes back to, I guess, the word matrix is a major delusion to the people. In the American dream is also a delusion. What is the First Amendment?
The First Amendment?
Yeah.
You talking about the Constitution?
Yes.
Man, you know, I don't too much care about that thing because, you know, my ancestors, they was not considered as equal as a person. So I ain't too much to care about that thing. That was,
right, but that's what the people stand on. And if the people stand on the American dream, they stand on the First Amendment. And we know the First Amendment is just a facade. It's just something that is smokescreen. They tell us one thing and have us wide open, focusing on the Constitution, the country's built on a constitution where it's free. We got free religion, which if you understand free religion, if you left one country to come to another country to establish a free religion, that means you want you not you know you bring it from the old world understanding to a new world where you can start to know. Now they coming from the east to the west. Now let's examine this. You coming from the east with the Ten Commandments, but you want to come to a new world and start a new religion. You see what I'm saying with this? Because the new world, the new world bring in, they say they starting a new religion. We already know they wasn't following the Father, but I'm just saying, if you take them from the old world to the new world, and you're going to start all over with a whole new understanding, that's letting you know they building deception all from ground up. It was never intended for the Father laws to be implemented here. Never. It was never intended.
That's why
so much deception here, because you could come here and just believe in whatever you want to believe. This is free speech, free belief system. I mean, you can do whatever you want to do. So evidently, you're not trying to follow the Father's laws. If you leave in one place, which is the old world, because we know the Father's laws was implemented in the old world, but through time it was taken down in different nations which didn't have the laws over the people that was given the laws. But when you take in from the old world where the laws was implemented in the old world. Now you come into a new world and establish a whole new understanding, it ain't gonna have nothing to do with the Father. So it's easy to see that the country was not built on following the Father's commandments.
Nice. You know, I totally agree on what you're saying, all right? But at the same time, as speaking for brothers like me and you, we've been understood that the Constitution was a fluke from the get-go, because no one where we from, they drive up patrolling up and down 24/7 days a week. You know, violating our rights. You get what I'm saying? So, from the get-go, I knew the Constitution don't much even pertain to me. You feel
right.
I me? Mean? Because that is
yeah.
That used to be violated from left to right. You feel me? So I'm in 100 of the rip. So as for me, I already knew that the Constitution never was solid with me. It never was really 100. The only way I try to that's out here. You know, the only way they try to get around it is when they get into trouble and get into the court system. They try to work with it there. But knowing that when they in the real world. It does not pertain to them. It's straight up violation, and it's also amazing to see that we've been violated for so many years and so many decades, hundreds of years. Matter of fact, 400 of years. Okay, 400 years. We've been violated, and to see that now they are actually seeing and feeling the same way how we've been feeling, right? Like I said, they're protesting, they're getting arrested and being called terrorists. Those things, we felt those things. You went through those things. You get what I'm saying? So now
right.
They're starting to see that their Constitution is just a fog.
We got another
right?
call in the queue, too.
Exactly.
Okay.
So it's just a fog. So knowing that it's just a fog, and knowing that people realize it's just a fault, they finna implement martial law.
Exactly. They've been having right. martial law. Bring in what truth speaker, I'm gonna ask truth speaker how he felt about the bring the other person in while I speak to the truth speaker on.
Okay, the other person has no number, just says Rock Neck Technician. That's who it is. So Rock Neck Technician, we bring you in right now.
Bring in the truth speaker. Did you hear about the new video game that's coming out called Saber?
Yeah, I heard the commercial that he that the brother just played through just now.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Sorry.
How you doing, Warriors
Hi.
In Christ?
Hi.
Warriors in Christ.
Hello, Warriors of Christ. That's very nice of you to be the Warriors of Christ. That's actually kind of needed. I was looking through the blog talk, and I see the topic discussion was, what is the Matrix according to the
yes.
Bible? At first, it confused me a bit, but, I mean, just reading it, it was kind of awkward. And I think that I really thought about it. And can you explain to me first, according to the Bible, what the Matrix would be before I have any misconceptions?
Okay.
It just seems odd to me.
You got a Bible in front of you, or?
No, I'm in a hotel room that seems to be lacking one.
Okay. The word matrix, according to the scriptures, means womb.
Mm-hmm.
Read Exodus 13:1 for him, John.
All right, one moment, brother, one moment. Exodus chapter 13.
Hold on one second, brother. Are you familiar with a concordance, a Bible concordance? Or do you
nah.
look in a dictionary? You're not, or you compare your words with the Bible with a dictionary?
Typically, I do. I do carry me an updated version of the dictionary.
Right. That,
I love it.
You need to throw that away and get you a concordance.
Right, because
the concordance, what the concordance does, it takes you to the origin of the word, if it's Hebrew or if it's Greek. If you're using a King James Bible with an up-to-date dictionary, which is American literature, American
well, no, I have a special edition of a dictionary that it gives you the word. It's like a thesaurus dictionary combined with the origins of a word and where it's from. It's like this big old collection. I spent $200 on it. It is bad. Like, it has the origins of words in it.
You sure it goes into Hebrew and Greek? Or
yeah,
American?
It talks about Hebrew and Greek words. It even has words that come from an Icelandic Gaelic background. It has words from all different backgrounds around the world. Where
well,
they come
that's
from.
That's the problem. You don't need all that. You just need the Hebrew
right.
and the Greek.
All right.
You need
well,
to stick. Stick with the
I tried to be cultured. Okay.
Yeah, coincidence ain't going to help you. That's where the deception come in at. But read to him Exodus 13, verse 1.
Okay, Exodus 13, verse 1 says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Sanctify unto me all the firstborn, whatsoever openeth the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and of beast, it is mine."
Okay, whichever opened the womb. Now we're going to show you. Go into the concordance for him.
Mm-hmm.
It says open the womb. So go into the concordance for him. And if you got a pencil and a paper, write this number down. Write this number down so you can go straight to it when you get to your book, your concordance, or whatever.
Yeah.
If you don't line up with this, throw that away and get your concordance.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And also, we put the information out that is if you have a smartphone, an Android phone, you can download the app, which is called
No, I have
My
a
Nokia Bible
phone. Sworn. I have a Nokia phone from 2001. I do not believe in the smartphones. They just
what you called in or you on your laptop?
Yes, sir. I called in from a laptop I have modified over the past few years. It's a laptop in 2004.
No problem. You can put. Matter of fact, go to East Ward. While
right.
we're on the phone, go to East Ward.
Yeah, you can go to e4.com and use that to basically verify what we're saying to you.
Okay.
Well, Kevin.
Okay, but we're going to read it here out of the Strong's Concordance or the My Sword or the East Sword. It's all the same thing. It's different ways to get to the same information. It says H7358. So right here on verse 2 where it
says... Hold on. Make sure this brother write that down. So write this down, brother.
H7358. Write it down, brother. H7358. Okay, it says here.
Pronounce it to him in Hebrew and tell him how to spell it in Hebrew.
Okay, in Hebrew, that word is pronounced Rakim. It's spelled
okay. Well,
R-E.
I can write that in Hebrew. I can write that in Hebrew. I know what Hebrew. Biblical.
Okay.
Well,
this is the ancient Hebrew that we're dealing with, not the Yiddish Hebrew. It's the ancient. So make sure you
know
it's
ancient.
The ancient. Okay, that's what we deal with.
I was originally into Judaism. I converted. So I was originally Jewish. I had converted. I know my
Hebrew. You did what?
I was originally.
Judaism?
No, I was Jewish and I left it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Then you converted into what?
I converted into a group I had met. It was called the Church of the Temple. They had let me in. I met them in my travels in Missouri, and they had taught me the ways of Jesus and some of the apostles. And what had interested me in this is you're talking about the matrix according to the Bible, and what the Church of the Temple taught me is it's blasphemous. They talked about the 13th apostle, Neo, and when he went to the matrix and how he presented Jesus with the red.
Neo was not a Israelite. Neo was a
are you a
Roman. Yeah.
Neo was a Roman?
Yes.
Okay, I had...
Yes.
That is new to me, because I read that he had presented Jesus with two options. He can take the red path or the blue path of righteousness, and that confused me.
All you have to do is look at your kings. All you do is look at your kings that preside over Rome. I mean, over Rome. You look at your kings that your Caesars that ruled over Rome. Neo was not an Israelite. I mean, yeah, he was not an Israelite. Matter of fact, Neo he persecuted the Israelites.
Damn, oh my God, I didn't know this.
So,
this is new to me.
So where we going with this? Are you your understanding is that what's your so-called nationality, brother?
My so-called nationality,
yes.
I was raised in the United States. I would say I'm a North American.
No, what
nationality.
What is your so-called nationality? What's your father is? What was your father's nationality?
My father's nationality? He,
yes.
What part was he? I think he was from, what was that, Kazakhstan?
Pakistan?
No, Kazakh. Kazakhstan.
Yes.
I'm from a mixed culture family.
Okay, that's fine. But to get where I'm going, what was your father's nationality? Because you say you was a Jew. You followed on the Judaism.
Yeah.
You was Jewish first.
Here's how it works, sir. My father is of Kazakhstan. My mother is Jewish. Her family had escaped from the Holocaust. So Judaism went through the mother. So technically, I was born Jewish, but I had later converted.
No. Everything goes through your father, sir. You go through the father. But the thing is, what we doing, we Hebrew Israelites, we had an understanding. We know who we are. We were brought to this country, and we were told we're African Americans. We just speaking on the southern tribes right now. When I say the ones that were brought on the slave ship, Judah. But Israel is all spread. Israel is all over America. You got Puerto Ricans here. You got Mexicans here. That's why I asked what's your nationality. So we could get an identification of who you are.
It don't sound like you're serious
right now. It sound like you're playing. We serious. This
video
is
I told sir, if you keep your anger down, I'm telling you, I told you where my father was from. rude and ignorant telling me that Neo wasn't one of the apostles. Neo, who went to the Matrix, he went to get Agent Anderson. And y'all fuck with me because he gave Jesus the red and blue pill. He took him down. He brought him back when he logged him back.
Now you're talking about this guy on the show, Neo.
I had to mute him for a second because he kind of went off with his language. I was really listening for a second, but then once he brought that back
This dude is clowning. He needs to understand that we are in some peril times. We don't have no time to be playing. We are serious about this here, about the 66 books that are written within these books, about these 14 books
that are
apocryphal. We are serious. We ain't got no time to be playing about it, dog.
We ain't got no time to be playing. That's right. That true seeker, you're right, brother. Bring that other person in.
We got another person. Let's bring this other person. It's Mr. G's. G-Voos or something. Let's bring him in. You coming in right now, live. Warriors in Christ. Speak, brother.
Yes. Hello. How are you guys doing tonight?
What's going on? We're doing just great. All praise to the Most High, the highest.
Yes, thank you. Oh, yes. Thank you, sir. I tell you what we're going to do. That last gentleman you have on the line, I do not think he understands what you're talking about. I don't think he thinks it be like it is, but it do. He is simply just going on about the movie. Now, am I understanding this? You're not talking about the movie, correct? You are talking about the actual Bible?
Yes, well, the topic is Caught in the Matrix, and the description of the show is to give a complete understanding of what the word matrix means according to the Bible. So that's what we did on the show today. So
I think he confused. He is talking about the movie, and you guys are not talking about the movie, correct? You're talking about the actual book.
Well, we spoke on the movie's behalf, but we wanted to show folks out there that in comparison to the movie, what they make people believe, the Bible understanding of the word matrix is the womb, which has nothing to do with what the movie was about. So that's the truth that we bring it forth. We're giving complete understanding and edification on the scriptures, and that's what we're here to do.
Now, have you read the novel of the Matrix that the movie was based off of? It does copy much of the Bible.
The veil is about the
giants on the outside that were demons.
Sir.
I'm sorry, sir. Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir. You may ask a question.
What you think about this new video game they call Slavery coming out? What you think about that?
It is called the what?
It's called Slavery.
It is called
a video game.
Now, what is it actually about? Because I must say this. Now listen, because there was a game a little while back that I was very upset about. It was called Black and White. But when you get into the game, what it is actually is good and evil, and you play a god who controls a monster.
Okay, listen, so can we stay on the subject when I ask you? What do you think about this a new video game, what they call Slavery? Do you have any history on slavery?
I do know about slavery much, yes. Many of my people were taken down to Africa to build the railroads for the British Empire.
Because the game say you could discipline them and exploit them. What you think about that?
My ancestors, they actually helped round up the villagers here in India, and they sent some of them with the British colonies down in Africa to build the railroads.
What do you think about slavery? I'm not speaking on a black slave, a white slave. I'm not speaking on particular people. I'm talking about slavery itself. What do you think about that being a video game? How you feel about that being a video game?
Have you ever seen the homeless people in America? Do you not think they should be slaves?
Now you're not answering the question. No, they shouldn't be slaves. What they should be slaves for?
Because they're laying around drunk all the time. Why not put them to work? We still give them alcohol, let them lay around. I mean, all you have to do is put...
Mute that brother.
He gone. Next. He tripping out here. You know what Satan trying to do, bro. Satan trying to take us off, man. Let's get back in the script, bro. Where we at?
Yeah, we gotta get back. You gotta get back in the script for real.
That's all it is, bro.
But that's fine. That's fine because Satan listening in. That's what's up. For all y'all listeners who are checking in, Warriors of Christ tonight, thank y'all for y'all time. Thank y'all for y'all patience and y'all ear. It doesn't matter what you say, because we're going to mute you. So call in, give us some support. We waiting on your call. We'll talk to you here and there. But when you get out of line, we're going to mute you.
Oh, definitely.
Hey, it is out, man. It is crazy how the mindset of people are. But when the Bible says to not oppress the poor in the land, okay?
Right.
They should open up your hands to the poor, not slave them, and then after slave them, and you give them give them more alcohol to get them drunken. No, if that's the way of his culture, if they do things that way, well, judgment is coming to that place.
Well, definitely, you already know. Read what you show.
Well, hey, go to Isaiah 61 for me.
Oh yeah, I know the walk is moving it. Isaiah 61.
Yeah. You know, it's nothing wrong with these brothers being themselves, because that's what they are. They caught up in the matrix. You know what I'm saying? We give them a true understanding on what the matrix is, but they still caught up in this. They're caught up in the spell Satan has on them. So I understand where they're coming from. They caught up in the matrix, which doesn't even, from a true understanding. The matrix is the womb, but they thinking of a movie, they thinking of whatever sci-fi mind frame they in.
Isaiah 61, verse 1, brother.
Read it.
Isaiah 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn.
Read that again. The day of vengeance of our. Read that again.
Verse 2. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Most High, and the day of vengeance of our God, of our power, to comfort all that mourn.
So, to comfort all that mourn. So, when he's screaming about the poor should be slain, just read that scripture again. Just read that scripture again and compare it to what he just said.
Okay. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn.
Okay. So, from his standpoint, what he feels should happen to them, evidently the Most High see the difference, totally different from how he see it. So it's irrelevant what he see, how he feels. As long as we use these scriptures to edify and correct, those brothers in error. So you know how that is when they error. Let them be in error.
Right, we got somebody else in the queue too, a 631 number. You want to bring them in or just keep up with the scripts?
Bring them on.
All right. 631-905-6078, we bring you in. Warriors in Christ, you're on live. Hello. Oh, they dropped the call, man.
Okay.
They dropped the call. Maybe they'll call back, maybe they won't.
So, yeah.
Hey, man. Y'all boys doing a good job, man. That's
oh,
doing
praise
a good
to
job.
The Most High, bro. So,
real. Keep that up. That's all for the queue. How much time? We got
you know, a little less than 5 minutes, you know, overdrive if it need be, but to tally up 2 hours total, we got about 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
About what y'all boys bringing forth, man, everything is a delusion for real. From the Constitution to the pharmaceutical business to the president, Democrat or Republic, it's only one person that's controlling both sides. So it's like, and the people are just going all crazy, like zombies, man. It's
right.
Crazy. It's a delusion. It is a fog. It is completely darkness. All
right,
that's what right. It is. But knowing that the elect, I am talking about the elect, the Hebrew Israelites, not the Israelis that are in the land of Israel. No, not them. They are Khazarians. Okay?
Khazarians.
All right?
Khazarians. Right.
Khazarians.
Right.
Khazars. All right? According to the Bible, the real Hebrew Israelites would be scattered and dispersed into all kingdoms and all nations. All right? In captivity,
right.
Serving bondage. All right? Knowing that the elect is among our nations. And we are rising. From Yasha'Allah, we should continue to rise. And knowing that we are a lamp upon a mountain, and we light up the whole mountain with light. All right? So therefore, darkness cannot abide in light. All right? Because light will overcome darkness. So therefore,
right.
Truth has to be proclaimed. To let the people know that the origin and what matrix mean, matrix really mean according to scriptures, womb. All right? So if like everything they bring forth to the people is just total nonsense, and we got to tear it down, stop it, and to residue in peace.
Right. Tear it down, all imaginations, brother.
Tear this down.
That's about it. And that's if they don't like it, well, so be it.
Right. We're going in for the Most High. And the work don't stop until the casket drops. So you already know. Got a lot of work to do, bro.
Well, like I said,
clock in, but we never clock out. Straight up.
We'll appreciate all you brothers who call, man. You enlighten us. Make us feel good. It don't matter if you like it or not. You got your ears tuned in. And that's a good thing for us because you tuned in. So, as long as you stay tuned in, you listening. You're going to get the understanding because you keep tuning in and go right through the archives and check out Destruction of the Unlearned. Check out
Three That Bell
Warriors
Record.
Of Christ 2, Three That Bell Record. What else we got up in there? Y'all check
Martin
that out. Y'all check Martin Luther King Jr. Check all that out, man. Even go through test runs when we first was messing around, checking out everything, seeing how this system goes. We appreciate you. At the same time, like the brothers say, the work ain't going to stop until the casket drop. We're going to lay our lives down to bring this truth to our brothers and sisters. And Quam Yasha'Allah, rise Israel. Quam Yasha'Allah.
Quam Yasha'Allah. Yeah, Quam Yasha'Allah.
Okay. That's right. Rise, but what we'll do for those haters on our way out, go ahead and let them hear that these brothers who speaking, we know we're not Egyptian, we know we're not Muslim, and we know we most definitely ain't African. Take us
right.
Out with that. Fuck up.
Most definitely,
What's up, man? I like to tell y'all boys, thank you, man. Appreciate being within the studio, you know, sharing the truth, letting people know what the business is. And go ahead, brother.
Check this out, 2C, tomorrow we're going to do one early, and what we're going to do, we're going to let you have that thing, man. Prepare you something and ride us out tomorrow. We riding with you tomorrow. You do the show tomorrow, bro.
No problem. No problem.
Put this together, we got the show. If you can't do it tomorrow, just let us know. You got the show, bro.
Right.
I got to prepare something.
Okay. That's right. Get it right. And we, the whole 2 hours is yours. You know, you feel us? It's yours.
We're going to be right there supporting you.
We're going to right there supporting you. Straight up.
Definitely. Yeah, man. With that being said, man, hey, all praise to the Ahaya, Ahashem Yeshaya, the Rock of Thumb, and we'll walk. Definitely. So, on the outro, you know, I must let y'all know that the work never stops until the casket drops. You know, we clock in, but we never clock out. So, Warriors in Christ, once again, Truth Seeker, Brother Yuwanathon, Brother Dwayne, we're going to play the outro and catch y'all on the next episode. Shalom.
Shalom.
Listen. I'm a Hebrew Israelite from the tribe of Judah, of the seed of Abraham. I ain't no Egyptian, I ain't no Muslim, I ain't no Kabbalist, and I definitely ain't no African. Why you ball up in Islam? You ain't Arab, you're a Hebrew. Man, it's getting crazy everywhere I look. I see you, some of y'all say you Egyptian. You can't read the hieroglyphics, you don't know what they really say. That makes you religious, cuz you just believed in what you heard was right. So why you mad at me for saying I'm an Israelite? When I can read the Hebrew, I can see right through you. You want your identity, but you don't wanna be who you are. You wanna shine, you wanna travel around with the philosophy and history you think you found. But all your dates are carbon dated, and we know that's all. So what's the point of all your math when your equation is wrong? Come on, you ain't Egyptian. You ain't no Muslim. Nope, you ain't no African. Come on.
Come on, man, that's stupid. Listen, you ain't.